Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Peches, mitzvah 588. The mitzvah's assay of schar sachir, paying one's worker in the proper time. The Torah tells us here in Parshas Kiseitse, Shvi'i lo sa'ashok sachir ani ve'evyon, one shall not violate oshek. Oshek means not even paying a poor person, paying a worker. Me'achecha u'migercha sh'bartzecha b'sharecha. One is not allowed to withhold wages. And not only that, even if you pay, you have to pay in a timely manner. Biyomo titein tzecharo, on its proper day, on his proper day, you have to pay his wages. V'losavo alav ha'shemesh, and the sun shall not set without your paying. Ki anihu ve'ilavu nosias nafsho, and he is a poor person and he looks towards that money, he needs it. V'lo yikra alecha el Hashem, so that he will not call to Hashem about you. V'haya b'cha chet, and there will be a chet. Right, connected to the previous mitzvah that ulachatiyat uverachecha, he'll give you a bracha. That was the positive, that if you return the mashkon on time. Now he asks, if you don't pay him on time, then he will call against you and it would be a problem. So this is the mitzvah of biyomo titein scharo, of paying one's worker on time. So this really appears not only here, but it also appears earlier in Parshas Kedoshim, and that's where the losases are counted. The psukim tell us there in Parshas Kedoshim, lo sa'ashokas re'acha v'lo sigzol v'lo salin pe'ulas sachir itcha ad boker. Do not withhold the pe'ulas sachir ad boker. That's where the losases is counted by the Rambam and the Chinuch. Baltalin. Here is the mitzvah asay of biyomo titein scharo. Let's see how the Chinuch formulates it here, or even before that, the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Schiras in Perek Yud Aleph quotes the different mitzvos relating to Schiras in terms of paying. Remember, the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Schiras, says that there are seven mitzvos that he's going to discuss here. Three asays and four losa asays, having all to do with Schiras. Some of them are just the shomrim. Right? Remember back from Sefer Shmos, the Rambam counts the shomrim as separate mitzvahs. Sachir and Shomer Sachar is one mitzvah. And to pay one's workers, what are the three mitzvahs I say in Hilchos Schiras the Rambam discusses? Number one, the idea, the halachas of a Shomer Sachar, that's counted as a mitzvah. It doesn't have to be something that you have to do. Like the Rambam counts Toin Vinitan as a mitzvah I say. So number one is the laws of Shomer Sachar. Number two, the second I say is to pay a Sachir, to pay a worker on the proper day. And number three, which we discussed a couple of days ago, and that is that the worker gets to eat from the, what is mechubar at with certain limitations, as we discussed. So today we're doing the paying. Says the Rambam, mitzvahs asay litein schara socher bizmano, shenamar biyomo titein scharo, vim icharo la'acher zmano, over below sasay. So mitzvahs asay to pay, and mitzvahs loz asay not to pay on time. Shenamar v'lo sovo olav ha'shemesh, vein lokan alav zeh, shari chayav l'shalim. This is a lav hanitak l'tashlumen. You didn't pay, so pay now. Echad sachar ha'adam, ve'echad sachar ha'behema, ve'echad sachar ha'kelim. It doesn't matter what you rent out, it's rental or workers. Chayev litein bezmano. V'michal ha'chazmano, you violate a lo sa'aseh. Then the Rambam says, quoting the Tosefta, kol ha'kovei schar sachir, ki'ilu natal az nafsho. If you don't pay at all, so then it's as if you took his life. Ki'ilu natal az nafsho. Shene'emar, ve'ilavu nosei az nafsho. But you get it from our pasuk. Ve'ilavu nosei az nafsho. That's by halana. So halana is a temporary oshek. Oshek means I don't pay at all, ever. But here, that's even if you don't pay on time, that's somewhat of an oshek. So the Rambam says, five averis, quoting the Gemara. Number one, says the Rambam, and you get violate four los asays and an asay. Mishum bal tashok, umishum bal tigzol, umishum lo talin pu'ula sachir, umishum lo sabo ala shemesh, umishum biyomo titein scharo. And therefore you also violate this mitzvah's asay da'oraisa that we have here in our parsha. And now we get to the Sefer HaChinuch, here, Tav Kuf Peches, says the Chinuch, la'asay schar sachir biyomo, v'lo na'achar lo schar liyom acher, don't push it off. No matter if you have any type of worker, you got to pay right away. Is a credit card paying right away? Pashtus, yes. Use a credit card. Why? Because the credit card company pays this person, and then you pay the credit card company. But right now, this person is getting paid. The focus is that he's going to get his money today. So if he's going to get his money today, it's okay. What about a check? Pashtus, that's also okay. That's not a violation if I give a check. This is worth money. This is worth money. What about saying that I owe it to you? So that's not good enough. Making it into a loan. You have to pay him right away. It says in Mamatzia, Avalos Aseh, the Los Aseh is mentioned earlier. This is the Rambam. If you look in the Chinuch there, back in Kedoshim, so that's where he discusses this Los Aseh. Shalom Na'acher Schar Socher. You're not allowed to delay. And even though there's more than one pasuk about this, the Rambam says, one asay, one los asay. V'yavo bishabo b'mitzvah zu shnei k'suvim, einam ala mitzvah achas, v'ha'echa nomar lahashlim din ha-mitzvah. Kiseitze and Kedoshin, they're to be mashlim each other. Ve'inlanu limnos machayavo batorah l'tashlim din ha-mitzvah b'fnei atzvah. If a mitzvah is repeated in order to be mashlim, then that's not counted as a separate mitzvah, says the Rambam. And the Rambam there says, v'ha'inya mishorshi ha-mitzvah, we have to look by the lowest asay, he says this, l'fisha Hashem baruch v'der baruchu chafetz b'kiyim ha'adam asher bara, he wants people to exist. V'yadua ki bi'ichur ha-mezonos yovar ha-guf. If you don't pay, and he won't be able to feed his family, then forget it, his body, his family will not be in a good state. V'yalkein ki tzivanu l'aseis char-socher ki elavu noseis nafsho l'his parnesbo. And therefore, you have to pay right away. It's an amazing, the Talmud Das, Rav Sternbach, there in Kedoshim, points out that this is very, very common, that people don't pay on time, and they're violating this Isser, and they don't even realize it. Ubiyameinu matsui shenechshalib Isser zeh, it's very common, kagon, shenosnim le'uman malachto l'sakin alayim. I give my shoes to a shoemaker to fix them. Litvar Begad or a tailor. Ukshabayim litola malacha mugmeris. And if they didn't give me the work back yet on that day, so I don't have to pay yet. But let's say it's finished. Af shechova l'shalem biyomo machu maschar. O meshalmen b'chik l'tarich muchar. I post-date a check. Post-dating a check is not allowed. That's not money today. It's not collectible today. You know, I don't have enough money in the bank. You got to make sure you have money in the bank. If you have somebody working for you, it's my responsibility to make sure I have enough. Ubiyoser matsui ba'ozer es bayis. If somebody has a housekeeper, if somebody has a babysitter, shema akvim schara kadei la'altza lavo shuv. I'll pay her tomorrow when you come, because you want to make sure she comes tomorrow, so you're going to delay paying her. Can't do that. I have to think of other ways to encourage her to come. Ulefamim shoalim es ha-sachir ha-uman im efshar litchos es ha-tashlam. Sometimes we ask, can we pay? Do you mind? I just need the money for something else. Do you mind? And they're going to be too shy about it, too sheepish to protest. They'll say, fine, but they're not happy about it. If they're not happy about it, so that's a problem. Yes, even though the Isser really is only when the Poel is Toveya, that's only Hayin B'Bnei Shemo Tova Machal. That's because if he wasn't Toveya, he was Mochal. Avo B'Makam Shlo Toveya B'Bnei Abusha Lomo Ilash Dikasa Lahatir. You only need a tfiya where we know if he doesn't toveya that he's being mochel. But if his lack of tfiya is because he's embarrassed, because he knows he thinks you need the money, you don't want to pay him today, that it's not called a lack of tfiya. And that is a tfiya. And then he quotes, therefore we have to be very careful, whether it's a babysitter, whether it's a plumber, electrician, anybody who comes to work today, I have to pay them today. Oh, I'll get to the office, I'll pay in the office. No, we have to try to pay on the same day. Biyomo titain scharo. A very important point. He then quotes, Rav Sternbach and others from also quote the story about Rav Zusha. The Rav Zusha, the brother of the Norman Limela, where one time he gave his wife, they had a sum of money, and they gave it to the toferet, to the tailor, in order to make a dress for their daughter, whoever it was. And when the wife went to pick up the dress, the rabbi, she comes in, and the chayat says, sure, here's the dress. And she looks very sad, and she's like, what's the matter? So the toferet says that, you know, my daughter just got engaged, and she doesn't really have any dresses to wear, and my future son-in-law saw this, and they were very dumb. They thought, well, I was making her a dress, and really I said, it wasn't for you, it was for somebody else who's paying me. All of a sudden, Rav Zusha's wife says, you know what, keep it, keep the dress, it's okay, you can keep it and give it to your daughter. Oh, good. So she goes back home, she's feeling very good, she goes back home, Rav Zusha says, where's the dress? She tells her the story. Rav Zusha says, without batting an eyelash, did you pay her? Biyomo titein scharo. What do you mean, did I pay her? She kept the dress. Doesn't matter. When it was made, she was doing it for me. Then I decided to give a present to her. What does that have to do with the chiyuv of biyomo titein scharo? And therefore, Rav Zusha says, go back and pay her. Which she did, because that was a din. Unbelievable story. Rav Zusha. About biyomo titein scharo, even in this circumstance. Good, says the Sefer HaChinuch now, here in our mitzvah. This Misharshi HaMitzvah, Masha Mavur Bakasuv. You don't have to look farther than the Pasuk to explain why. That, ki ve'elavu nosi es nafsho, ki kol sachir barov, tzarech l'sach v'lemzon osav. The majority of the time, when we have day laborers, they need the money. Al kenein roi lacher lo mazon osav, he can't delay, they're not going to get food. Ukinin shakasuv ki ani hu ve'elav, hu no se es nafsho. Upirshat zacharim levracha, al aschar hazeh, ala bekeves v'nitla be'ilon. You have to pay right away. V'okel b'chasad av tzivonu lo lamed nafshenu b'midas hachemla v'achesed. He gave this to us to teach us chemla and chesed. V'nashlim l'kol birya chuka. Give everyone what they need, food, so he can be zochet to get his goodness, like we had yesterday, the beautiful words of Rav Saratskin in Hadeya V'Hadibur, where he talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in terms of Ashirim and Aniyim, Re'evim and Sveim, in order that we could be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could have created it like the animals, but it's to be like Hashem. That's exactly what the Gemara says in Bava Basra, one of the Apikorsim, asked Rabbi Akiva, well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Aniyim so much, so why does he make them poor? So what does Rabbi Akiva answer? Kadesha nitzol anu midina shel Gehenim. So that word saved from Gehenna, meaning it's about the giver, it's not about the receiver. It's about being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just about getting the money to the persons. This is the Shorish that is mentioned here. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, there's one simon in Shulchan Aruch on paying one's workers on time. That is simon Shin Lamed Tes in Choshen Mishpat. The Shulchan Aruch says, mitzvah, according to the Rambam, v'itzvah lasei schar socher bezmano, v'imichru over belav, echa socher adam avahem okelem aval aschar karka, over. That's a machlokas, whether these halachas apply to karka. Also quoting the Rambam. And then he quotes towards the end exactly what the Sturmbach was just referring to. Ein balabayis over mishum baltalin. The iser, or maybe even the mitzvah saseh, only applies elim kein tava'o hasachir. If he comes to ask for it, lo tavo, if he did not come and ask for it, oshe tvao, velo hayelo mostly tenor, if he came and you had no money, oshe mcheis a sholchani litenor, you give it to somebody else to pay, the kibel alav litenor, and the other person said was going to pay, ain't over, he doesn't violate, afilo ein lebalabais biat sholchani klum, we call makar, amratza asachar lach zarbo, shalakabo mea sholchani, el malabais, which is biado, but he could say, I only want it from you, I don't want it from the sholchani, I don't want it from the money changer. But anyway, that's the limitation of the Isser, only where there is a tfia, and if somebody is not toveya because of embarrassment, that's called a tfia. That's not called a lack of tfia, as Rav Sternbach said. If you look in Avas Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim is a whole perek, two prakim, about this, in Avas Chesed, in the first chelek, in perek Tishii, and the ninth and the tenth perek. He talks all about paying one's workers on time, and he says that one has to be very careful, especially in terms of ketanim. There's no reason that this mitzvah should not apply when a katan is my worker. Kol adinim alalu noagim bein b'schar adam bein b'schar behem of a kelim. Dechsev lo salam pula sachir etcha kol shepula so etcha. Doesn't matter. V'aschar aschar karkos yeshdias ben aposkim, as we just saw. And then he quotes the lefizeh kol v'ayim gam bekatan shescharo leiza peula shayach bo kol adinim anal. Also a katan that you hired out to do any of these, right? A babysitter. Okay, we'll pay you next time. No, we have to be very careful. And he quotes in the footnote. This is the Chavetz Chaim also. He wrote the footnotes. V'ra'isi anashim shemishtamshim v'katan be'ezed davar shel tashmis. I've seen people that use a katan for anything. U'mavtichim lahem sheyitru lahem achar kach davar ma avur zeh. And they promise them that they're going to give them something. U'lo basof lo yitnu lahem klom, and they don't. V'shelo kedin avdi, even if they're going to give next time. They're not following the din. The iser kvisha sarchar sochir shayach afilu b'meleches pruta achas. Even a small pruta's worth, right? That also is good enough. Good. Moving right along, we'll get back to more avas chesed later. Says the sefer chinuch midini mitzvah. Mash amr zacharim levracha. Echad zachar adam. Echad zachar behemel. Echad zachar kelim. Doesn't matter what I'm renting out or what type of work the person is doing for me. As long as he is a day worker, I have to pay him. What's the limit? How long do I have to pay? That's based on Chazal, but he quotes it here. If I work during the day, I finish all the way at the end of the day, I have the entire night to pay. That's the pasuk in Kedoshim. Don't wait till the morning, pay him during the night sometime. And a night worker has the whole day to pay, and that's our pasuk. So what's talking about a schir yom? What's talking about a schir laila? What about a schir shaos? Shel yom gove kalayom v'chir shaos shel laila gove kalayla. Right, if it's for hourly, you have to pay him before that time period is up. Umash amr, what about a kablan? What about someone who has a job not based on time? but a project. So then you have to pay the day that the project is finished. Mashamrusha kablanus le'inyan mitzvah zu dino kamo sechirus de mikivan shagomar hamalacha ve'achziru le'ba'aleha. Right when the item is given back, the shoes, the car, whatever it is, chayav lasi lo schara boso yom, you have to pay on that day. Av lo hechzir hamalacha le'ba'aleha ina over klal. If he doesn't give it back, he doesn't have to violate till he gives it back. But once he gives it back, once the project is over, so then that's it. Then he has to pay. Right? There's a story told over about the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim was once on a wagon, and as they got to the wherever they were going, and his Talmud, when they get off the wagon, the Talmud pays the wagon driver, and the wagon driver drives away, and the Chafetz Chaim is looking at him with a frown on his face. He says, "What's the matter, Rebbe?" So he says, "What were you thinking when you paid the wagon driver?" "What was I thinking? I'm glad we're here finally. I'm glad we're safe, and I paid the worker." So the Chafetz Chaim said, "That's all you were thinking? That this is what we do? Were you thinking that you're fulfilling many mitzvos? The mitzvos aseya biyomoti ditzcharo, you're making sure they don't violate the los aseyes of los sashok and los sigzol and all these, or were you just thinking, okay, this is what we do?" There are so many chances to focus and realize mitzvahs. When we pay for any type of renting anything, for a worker that comes to my house, the babysitter, the help, so that is all part of the mitzvah aseya if we pay on time. And the Bali Musar even discuss that kablanus is like life. Because after all, if you think about it, why doesn't Hashem, assuming, and this is a big assumption, that Hashem would follow the laws of the Torah, biyomoti dein scharo, so why aren't we paid back the very day that we do the mitzvah? Biyomoti dein scharo. So two ideas. Number one is, it's impossible. Hashem would love to, but the schar for a mitzvah, schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka, it's impossible. The schar that we deserve can't be measured in finite, this worldly measures. And therefore, he can't pay us back on biyomoti dein scharo, because, you know, it would be impossible for that schar to be in olam hazeh. Number two, the other pshat is that we're not day workers. We have a project. We're like a kablan. A kablan is a project. We have a project to live a life of avodas Hashem. And at the end of that life, after 120, so that's when the project is over, and then we could collect our schar. That's when we give our project in to the balabayas. Right? That's what we give in. We give in our neshama to the balabayas for the final time, and then we can get paid. So that's the Chafetz Chaim's story and the Bali Musar, that this is a message for life. Continuing now in the Sefer HaChinuch, Masha Amru, She'ena Socher Over Elok Shetavu Asachir. Right, a very important limitation. The Balabais is only over if there was a Tfiya. Ava Lo Tavo, O She'en Lo Klum She'yifra Lo Eina Over. But if he wasn't Toveya, or what if he doesn't have any money to pay? The guy comes, "I'm sorry, I'm broke, I wasn't in the bank, I don't have any money." Then also he doesn't violate. She'luchi Avakasav, Ela B'She'yesh Lo Bebeso, O She'yach Lo Faro. The Pasuk only makes you pay on that day if you have money to pay. But if you don't have money to pay, then mutter. Still, the Sefer HaChinuch says, make sure you have money to pay. Mikol Makom, Ra'ui L'chol Ben Das, Lios HaKesef Biyado, Terem Yisgar HaPolim. But every ben das, you have a brain, so make sure before you hire somebody, you know it's going to be, you're going to have to pay this person on such and such a day, make sure you have enough money. The post can even say to borrow money from somebody else, because this is a mitzvah's asay, right? Don't leave yourself in a position where you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. The Avos Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim, also talks about this there in Perek Chi, Os Zayin, where he quotes, Venira dim yachola hasigma os lilvos tsarech lilvos kedeshi yachola kai mitzvas asay to be yomoti din scharo uve pradim asacher ani vaydezesh idim lo bezmano yachzik yadosh le yistarech lebrios bevadi zarech lasos kain. You might say, I'm pater, I don't have any money with me. No. And he quotes in the footnote in the Netiv HaChesed, the Gemara about Menachos, the scary Gemara Menachos, about Rav Katina. Rav Katina wasn't wearing a beged that was chayiv in tzitzis. So the Malachim come to him and say, "But Rav Katina, what are you doing?" He said, "What do you mean? I'm not wearing a beged of four corners without tzitzis. I'm not wearing a beged of four corners. So I'm not in the situation of the mitzvah." The Malachim say, "Okay, fine. You're not violating anything, but be'idna derischa, at times when God is angry, that's the area where he looks at. He doesn't look at if we did the mitzvahs or not. He looks at the situations where we could have been in the position to do mitzvahs. Did we take up that strategy or not?" Right? That is perfect. Today is Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is that we look for the message of Pesach Sheni. We look to put ourselves into the situation. We don't just say, "Oh, we're putter." That was the attitude of the Pesach Sheni people. Lama nigara. Lamanigar, why should we be left out? We want to be in the situation of doing mitzvahs. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them and answered them. Pesach Sheni says, so to hear, the Avos Chesed says that I should make sure to be in a position to make sure I have the money to, in order to give the worker on the day of, not put them into a situation where either they won't be toveya because they'll be embarrassed, or just, you know, I don't want to have the patur. I want to fulfill the mitzvah. And this mitzvah applies b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zacharim u'minakevus. There are some limitations to this mitzvah the post can discuss. Number one, as we said, if there's a tviya. Number two, what if it is customary in the locale where they're at not to pay every day? What if it's customary to pay on Fridays? It's customary to pay at the end of the month, so then there's no iser. Because that was an understanding at the time when they made the agreement that they'll be paid, that he would be paid at the end. So therefore, there isn't a problem in that case. Similarly, if somebody has, let's say, a babysitter, a one-time thing, you got to pay him right away. But if this is my steady babysitter and I have her 3-4 times, you know, 5 times a month, so then maybe it's understood. You have to talk about it before. It's understood that I'll give you a one lump sum at the end. We might really want to do that because why? Because you get into other problems. If somebody ever uses a babysitter on Shabbos, that gets it to Schar Shabbos, and the only way it would be mutter is with havla'ah, if you include it in another type of payment that is a mutter payment. These are some of the limitations, but really, schar, biyomot itin scharo, we should try to pay our workers on the day of, whether we're getting a haircut, whether we're getting a shoemaker, anything, anytime somebody does something for us, we should try to pay them right away. The mitzvah say, tavkuf peches, of biyomo titein scharo.